cannons are fired as the official flag-raising ceremony for the SIDS 2014 conference takes place in Apia, the capital of Samoa. Over 3,000 delegates are expected from over 100 countries. The chief executive of the conference, Falavao Perina Silla, says it's an important moment for her country.
This is the first time our country, or let alone the Pacific region, has hosted this kind of conference. It's critically important for us to put our best foot forward, and we have done just that. There's quite a lot of things that we're experiencing from this conference. It opens us to other cultures and other people. But at the same time, we see the name of Samoa and our country being elevated at the international level, where people now say, hey, I know where Samoa is. I've been there. So it's quite important for us on all fronts.
Samoa is a small and proud country with a population of just around 190,000. Roads across the island have been decorated with flags, welcome messages, and coconuts painted in bright colours. Falavao Perina Silla again.
Samoans are well known for its hospitality. And when you come out, get off that plane, as you saw all the way from the airport to town and here, everyone has pitched in, everyone has put in, contributed to hosting the conference. So the whole country is it's not just the government. But at the same time, it drives home the message about the partnerships, which is the theme of the conference. Partnerships between the government, private sector, NGOs, church groups, even families have contributed in one way or another with the conference.
The conference will look closely at the effects of global warming on small islands. Samoan journalist Andrew Fasau says the people he's interviewed in the run-up to the conference are concerned.
They hope that something good will come out of this conference with regards to the small island nations like us, and that the bigger nations, the industrialized nations, will realize that their actions that is causing global warming is really having a bad effect on people who live in small islands like us.
For now, the nation is holding its collective breath in anticipation of the official opening on Monday, safe in the knowledge that everyone has contributed to make the conference a success. Daniel Dickinson in Apia, Samoa.